This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's time for House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch to make public all the details in the Harry Benton case. Former Democratic State Rep. Benton has resigned for allegedly sexually harassing a female staffer 3 years ago. But recent Chicago Tribune reporting found that Welch's office may have known about the complaints back then, but failed to investigate. Pritzker said Welch needs to, quote, own up to his mistakes.
The speaker has a responsibility to be utterly and completely transparent about the situation, to make sure that he is letting the public know, as well as in particular his members know, exactly what happened.
A legislative ethics panel is meeting soon to decide whether to release a misconduct report into Benton's behavior. Carbondale officials say a coordinated search effort led to the safe recovery of a missing child Tuesday afternoon. Police, firefighters, and building neighborhood service staff responded just after 1 p.m. to the 500 block of North Beetle Drive after a juvenile reportedly wandered away from home. The child was found a short time later in good health and reunited with family. Southern Illinois University Carbondale is highlighting new agricultural technology and research during its Ag Field Day. The research-focused event was held July 14th and featured demonstrations of a drone and artificial intelligence, two technologies that are becoming increasingly common in the farming industry. SIU brought back the Ag Field Day this year after a three-year hiatus. The event gives farmers an opportunity to learn about new research and emerging trends that could impact agriculture. The research featured during the event was conducted by SIU graduate students under the guidance of faculty members. The projects were supported through grant funding from the Illinois Nutrient Research and Education Council, the Illinois Soybean Association, and the Illinois Farm Bureau. Representatives from each of those organizations were also on site for the event. SIU officials say Ag Field Day is an opportunity to showcase the university's R1 research while giving farmers information about new technologies and developments in the agricultural industry. You can read more at WSIU.org.